Welcome to the new podcast. Fuck outta here, and your new host and only host, the Abyss Killer.
Okay, I'm Abyss Killer. I'm here today, and I just want to discuss a couple of things with you guys at my podcast. Like, and I don't know, it's a lot of shit. Like, well, one thing is I like to watch battle rap, and I like making music, and I've been making music for a long time. Maybe like, let's say like maybe since I was like 16, 17. But the love for hip hop started when I was like 13, and I was young here. And well, the love for music, I just love music in general. If it's a good song or great song, no matter what it is, country, whatever, rock and roll, on and on, whatever, whatever, you know, it's, I'm fucking with it. So, today we're just gonna be learning like what this podcast is really about. It's really about whatever's going on, whatever people wanna talk about. Whatever, and as I start to get, like, you know, deeper into it, then, you know, we'll see what's going on with that. We'll see what happens, and, you know, I'm not going to talk ahead, but we're just going to see what's, you know, what's going on with shit in the future. Have some guests, but, you know what I'm saying? But I do got one topic I really want to talk about, and this is Sue Surf shit. Sue Surf. Sue motherfucking Surf. I mean, I was born in Newark, New Jersey. Like, we do love telling motherfuckers we from Newark. No matter where we at, yo, we from Newark, nigga. Like, this is just what it is. Newark, a bad and a good place at the same time. But it is what it is, and it, you make it out to what it is out there. But it's a dope place to live, fun place to live. But fucked up at the same time. But anyway, let's get on. Let's be back on to this Sue Surf shit. Now, I think this dude is good. Don't get me wrong. Sue Surf is good. He's good at what he does. But really, I think y'all give him too much credit. And what I mean by that is, like, his shit be dope, but it don't be as dope as you think it is. Like as the crowd makes it. Because and then he goes somewhere else and it's like, nobody's cheering. Everybody's like, yo, where's these dope ass lines? But he could have said the same shit in URL. And I like Surf. I think his music is okay. I don't think he got like any like major hits, but I think he got like some dope music that you could listen to. But not really, like, I don't know. He's too emotional on it. He's hanging out with Joe Buttons too much. He needs to hang out with somebody else, you know? Like, this is just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And people always got to remember that online, too. And forgive me if I'm all over the place, but that's what a nigga like me does, okay? So, all that shit that people do is and say, like on YouTube in the comments, yo, that's people's opinions. Half of this shit, 90% of it is not even fact. But like even these battles, they're not even fact of who won and who lost really, because it's not being judged. We're the judges, and people like who they like. Like some people like Drake, some people like Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always going to be like that, no matter what. A fan is not going to think the person they like lost, no matter what. So, people just got to realize, man, like, it is what it is. And with that other battle, like, the other battle rap shit with the motherfucking, with the, like, the winning and losing, like, it has to be made so people lose. If people don't lose, battle rap is just gonna be the same way forever and it's gonna get old. But I just want people to understand and realize that it's gotta be winners. It's gotta be a winner and a loser. And battle rap, motherfucking rappers, stop being afraid to lose. Because we gotta look at it and they have to look at it like, all right, you win some and you lose some. It's like a fight. It's not like a fucking, like a showdown with two motherfucking gunslingers. No. Because they live to fight another day. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna win some and you're gonna lose some. But in that way, that shit makes you better and stronger, and then you find the real champions. Right now, we don't see a lot of real champions. We see a lot of paper champions. We see a lot of people who take battles who they want to battle, like Jazz the Rapper. You can't just battle who the fuck you want to battle. Like, that's whack. Battle whoever's the hottest at the moment. Because all that time you've taken to fucking conjure up all them shits that you could talk about. But I think E Heart is gonna fuck her up. Like, I think E Heart is just too hood, and if Jazz is a virgin, if she still is, she's not built like that. Or everything she's saying to me ain't even real. Like, and it's not because of the virgin. It's like, it's a part of it. But the thing is, though, it's like, I don't want to kind of contradict myself, because the shit I'm trying to say is like, she ain't really been through shit. She's just like this chick said, and like, yo, Official. She was like, yo, saying that shit about how you gonna pop a gun, you ain't even pop a cherry. Like, that shit was so, I ain't even understand why other battle rappers ain't even come up to say that shit. Like, yo, there's no way she's doing none of this shit. That Official shit killed Jazz to me forever. And personally, I'm not saying this is the truth or fact or anything. This is just my opinion. I do not think she writes her own shit. I think somebody helps her. And I think it's a man, obviously, because she writes like she's a man. She does not write like she's a girl. Like, if you listen to a girl rap, you will see they'll have girly shit in there. Jazz never has girly shit in there. She has basketball, she has, like, just listen to it. Just like really listen to what people talk about. What she don't talk about, like, not giving a dude pussy or none of that shit. Like, how that shit as a bar. Like, oh, this nigga thought I'm gonna give him pussy, I ain't give him shit, boom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of them type bars. I don't know. I ain't trying to put it into a bar, but I'm just trying to, you know. But I don't know. Sue Surf, and nigga, you need to do better. For real. Stop that God complex shit. For real. That God complex is killing the motherfucking game. Aver, get the fuck off of that God complex. Nobody wants to hear 3 rounds of you just saying some shit like, oh, I'm the dopest, I'm this, I'm that. I'm just paraphrasing. I'm not really fucking saying anything he's saying, but I'm just saying that's the feel we get. Like, because of me this, because of me that. Man, fuck all that bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here playing motherfucking video games on the podcast. Nigga, that's how we do podcasts around here. We chill, relax. Even though it's only me by myself. But, you know what I'm saying? I got niggas online I'm chilling with. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, we got to realize something. Rappers, stop the God complex shit. Jazz the Rapper, like, she got to find somebody teach her how to fucking dress, please. Somebody teach her how to dress, because it's killing me. It's fucking killing me. She needs to learn how to fucking dress. For real. From if I I'm a dude and I'm telling you that, somebody around her gotta be telling her this, cause yo, she cannot dress. Her dress, the way she dressed, she looks confused. Like, for real. How do you got, like, hooker boots on with a fucking, like, what the fuck is she wearing? Like a shorts, like short shorts, and then some weird ass top that don't go with the short, with the shorts, and then a big ass hat. Yeah, I had to see the picture. She done took that shit off. She had it on Twitter, but damn. Like, come on. Get it together. Somebody teach her how to dress. That's how I know she's a virgin and she don't be writing them bars. The way she dressed. There's no way. She's a pretender. She ain't even built like that. None of that shit she's saying, she shouldn't even know how it goes down. But nobody seen all the times when she was first going to the thing and writing shit down. She's studying the game so hard, she went to school with it. I could be bugging out. I could be on to something. But who knows? It's just my opinion. But really, fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. For real, man. Fuck out of here. You know all this shit going down in battle rap. Something got to give. And Donald Trump's the president? Let's see what happens. That's all I got to say about that one. Let's see what motherfucking happens. And there's even a lot of other shows I like to watch. You know, on YouTube and on, I listen to them on the iTunes podcast. I won't mention them though, but you know what I'm saying? This is just my first podcast. So I just wanted to talk about a little bit things like that. The podcast will get longer and longer, you know, as I start to think. But I hope y'all enjoy what y'all listening to and shit, because I really dig this shit. This shit is dope, talking to people and people actually listening. You know what I'm saying? And giving their opinions. So give your opinions, you know what I'm saying? If you think a nigga like me's coming off of some bullshit, tell me to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck out of here, nigga. Like, fuck out of here. Like, cause that's what the show's called. Show's called Fuck Out of Here. So anything I see online, TV, or even that happens in life, relationship wise, like anything, like politics, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna put that fuck out of here, like, stamp on it. And I hope y'all people fuck with me. I was just, you know, rambling about certain shit I was just thinking about. You know what I'm saying? If you like the show, comment, like the shit, you know what I'm saying? Follow me. I'm on Twitter as AbyssKiller1, and you can catch me on SoundCloud as AbyssKiller. I got music, you know what I'm saying? I'm starting to do the Call of Duty shit, cause I play, you know, I play video games too here and there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I be going in on them, but we can talk about video games and shit, but you know what I'm saying? Anything. So, for all y'all out there, for anybody listening, pretty soon I'm gonna come up with a next episode, and see you then. Signing out, AbyssKiller, on Fuck Outta Here, nigga.
Fuck out of here, nigga.